نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our topic today is mahabba, love. Every person Almighty Allah has created, every creation in fact in animals also, Allah has given us the ability and the capacity, capability to love somebody, something. So in Islam we have a hierarchy. Whom must we love the most? So Almighty Allah has mentioned in the noble Quran, the divine prescription, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, that the people of true iman, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah. You look at all our ibadat. You look at our siyam, our fasting. What is telling us? Ya Allah, for your love, for your pleasure, I am prepared to stay hungry. I will not eat, I will not drink, I will not fulfill my conjugal relationship, nothing. For your love, for your pleasure, Ya Allah. And therefore Almighty Allah states in Hadith Qudsi, that yadahu ta'amahu wa sharabahu wa shahwatahu li ajli. You left out your eating, drinking desires for my love. Wa ana adzi bihi. I myself will reward you beyond your comprehension and perception. So that is the manifestation through our actions of our love for Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. You study our Hajj. That what is there? We remove our hair. We leave our clothing, we go with sandals, we wear two simple towels, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. For what? The person is a millionaire, billionaire, and is sleeping there in Muzdalifah on the land and the sand. Ya Allah, for your love, I'm prepared to make every sacrifice. So we need to understand the beauty of Islam. So once that love enters the recesses of the heart, and the love for Almighty Allah must be unlimited. Remember, therefore, the golden maxim and teaching in Islam. We say we love our wife, our children, we love somebody. So sometimes we love them so much, and in the process, we trample on the law of Almighty Allah. So that is what Islam does not allow. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. You can't be so obedient to any creation where it leads to a sin for of Almighty Allah, a violation against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So you study the Quran Sharif, Surah 3, verse 31. See, another prescription. Now each one of us, see if we are applying this prescription in our daily life. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. Allah is speaking of love. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, whether it is in our private life, public life, in Safar, in Hadar, in our home country, whilst we're traveling overseas, or wherever. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Ittiba. What is the meaning of ittiba? To understand the Quran Sharif, we need to study some philology, some history of the words. So then we will understand. You will see today our people translate, follow me. That translation is incomplete. Follow me immaculately. So ittiba is derived from the word, you have a cow, and the cow gives birth to a tabi' or tabi'a, the calf. So that calf will follow its mother in every walk of life. So me and you have to imitate, emulate the Master alayhi salam, because the love of Almighty Allah has entered the inner recesses of our heart. So we follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in every walk of life. Today what we have done is we have started picking and choosing. Jummah I like, Ramadan I like, Ashura I like, but weekend come, we say, no, let's take it but easy. Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi, Razi rahe Rahman bhi, Khush rahe Shaitan bhi. So what we have done, we want to make Hajj of the Baytullah also. Then we want to make Hajj of the Ganges River like the non-Muslims, Allah forbid. We want to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. We want to please the Shaitan. It doesn't work, my brothers. We must be a definite devotion, dedication, commitment at all times that we are going to show our love for Almighty Allah, our love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much love, my brothers? How much love? Almighty Allah mentions 8 items, 8 things in the noble Quran which each one of us loves. But Allah says if you love, you have to put them secondary and put Almighty Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right on top. Then we have understood what is true love. See what Quran Kareem says. Qul, you say, Ya Habib Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kana aba'ukum, whether it's your parents. Which one of us does not love our parents? Islam teaches us in the noble Quran, even if someone's parents are non-Muslims, you must treat them with respect, you must mingle with them, and mashallah, show them reverence and so forth, even if they're non-Muslims. وَصَاحِبُ مَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. So remember that Islam came about with a natural system to show us about love. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this ummah, comes to the Master alayhi salam, he's crying, he's weeping. If you want to go see Sahih Muslim, the entire narrative incident is mentioned there. So why are you crying, Ya Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu? He said, my mother, she used such abusive language, vulgarities against you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I can't stick it, I can't tolerate it anymore. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for the mother of Abu Huraira. She must embrace Islam. He goes home, from inside the voice comes, Ala rislik, wait there outside. She was taking a shower, a bath, she dressed up properly, opened the door, and then she said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu wa rasulu. Sayyidina Abu Huraira came from there running back to the Master alayhi salam, weeping, crying, sobbing. Ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira, now why you cry? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first time I cried because of sadness and grief. Now I cry out of happiness. Inna umma Abi Huraira qad aslamat. My mother has embraced Islam. So see my brothers, so you know what Abu Huraira did? MashaAllah, many of you understand Urdu, you speak Urdu. We call this Mokai Shanasi. You must look at the occasion. So he said, he knew the Master alayhi salam, he's so delighted, elated. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the name of Abu Huraira comes, then the true Muslim must have special affinity to my name. So when we teach hadith, when we learn hadith, what we say? An Abi Hurairata radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that special love comes for Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu. So our parents, we love them, our beloved mother. Who can forget our mother? Al Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, Mishkat Sharif, innal jannata inda rijliha. Beneath the feet of our mother is, remember, our jannat. But Allah is saying in the Quran, Qul in kana aba'ukum, your parents, wa abna'ukum, your children. Which one of us don't love our children and so forth? Today the young, small Youngster also will say, Dada, Nana, don't bring coins. I want the other one, the paper money. Even they know. So Dada will say, never mind, it's Ashura, take it, you see. Because even they know how to play us against one another. They'll go to Nani and ask something else. Go to Nana and ask. So for the love of our children, grandchildren, what we don't do? قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ And your siblings, we try and do this for our brother, for our sister. We want unity, we want solidarity in our family. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ And your spouses. That what the wives were saying now on Ashura day, yesterday and the night before. So remember, they said, honey, give some money. You didn't hear on the radio that you had to spend on me. So we said, no problem, take, take. So the love of our wives, the love of the husband and so forth. So we love, it's good. But everything is limited. The love for parents, the love for children, the love for siblings, the love for spouses, limited. The love for Allah, Azza wa Jalla, unlimited. The love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unlimited. In kana abaukum wa abnaukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum and your families, extended families, uncle, aunties, nephews, nieces, and in-laws, outlaws, all will come in there. So we love them so much sometimes that in the process, remember, that we trample upon the sharia. The love for Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam become secondary, and the love for others become primary. So that is not what Islam is teaching us. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا And this wealth which we accumulate. How much we love this wealth. All of you know the surah. But we don't know the message of the surah. Surah 100 of the Quran. What is Surah 100, brothers? Surah Al-Adiyat. Allah is juxtaposing. Allah is drawing a comparison. Look at the horses there in the farm. How loyal they are to their benefactor, to their owner, to their manager. What did that person do? He just gave a stable. He gave some fodder. He gave some water. But if anybody wants to come and harm you, the benefactor, the owner, manager, what will the horse do? The loyalty of the horse. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقَا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَا Allah says this horse is so loyal, it will give its life to save you and rescue you. Imagine. Now Allah speaks of me and you. Oh, Hazrat-e-Insan. Oh, human being, what you did. I gave you everything. Allah gives, Allah gives, Allah forgives. Me and you, human being, we get and get and we forget. Imagine. What zalims we have turned out to be. Allah says, I made you the masterpiece of my creation. But what you did, oh human being. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot hi na shukar. We so ungrateful. Do we know about it? Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. The more Allah gives, the more arrogant we become. You take South Africa, our beloved country. Everything is for sale. The policeman is for sale. I want 60, what is there? They say, you want cold drink, you want KFC, what you want, Baba? Kuluma, Menanigavena. The judge is for sale. When we were in school, they used to say, you must be sober like a judge. Allah alone knows how many judges are sober today. So everybody, everything is for sale. The Maulana also is for sale. So every second person is for sale. The sickness, the illness is na shukri ingratitude. What is the cause for the sickness? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ Those hearts have become saturated with the love of wealth. There is no more place to love Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. There is no more place to love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid. First bring the paisa, paisa, paisa. النَّاسُ مَالُوا إِلَى مَنْ عِنْدَهُ مَالُوا وَمَنْ لَا عِنْدَهُ مَالُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ مَالُوا The people will go more and more to the one who got mal. When his mal is finished, they all will make bye-bye, goodbye, lay-bye, and be gone. Annasu zahabu ila man indahu zahabu wa man la indahu zahabu fa anhu annasu zahabu. When the people go to propose, Baji, we want to come for your daughter, first thing the ladies they see from the parda and curtain, just check which car they came with. If they come with a Toyota or Nissan, we'll make istikhara. They come with a BMW, be my wife, we say, this is a top one. So that's how our world is functioning today. Think properly what we're doing. So brothers, wealth is very good. But when that wealth turns us away from the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that wealth is no more a rahma, it's a zahma. See the Quran. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا. We love the wealth so much that we will trample the laws of Allah. Allah forbid. وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا. And your business, you fear big, big losses in it. You know what happened in Durban and surrounding. So we were millionaires, some people. Now in this tour, one person invited me after the program and he showed me, he said, this is my shop. They cleared their whole thing in few hours. We fear the losses in our business and everything. So much we'll fear. But the deen in front of us is ripped away, torn to pieces. Do we really feel sad about it? Inna al-ghayrata min al-iman. Hadith, remember in Jami'u Sahih. We need to have that self-respect, that self-esteem. How can people play with our deen? Today I announce now after the khutbah. I said because the Taliban defeated, humiliated the American regime and their 48 coalition. What they did, these are the last people to speak about human rights and children's rights. Today they want to attack Taliban because of that. I asked them one question, what you did yesterday to my sister Dr. Afia? You must remember she's in a hellhole alone there. She's innocent, but because she beat the Americans in all their subjects, they said this is a genius and she will become a great asset to the Ummah. So they tried to throw acid on her face and make her blind. This is Allah's fizzle, she didn't go blind. Understand what they're doing, my brothers. Any person who they feel he can be a threat to us, they will try and eliminate you or marginalize you. So does France, they talk too much. When the cartoon issue came of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, they said freedom of speech. When Macron, whatever you want to call him, when they made cartoons of him, they said this is the Hitler of our time. He said, I'm charging you that this is now defamation. When it came to our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was freedom of speech. And when they made you the cartoon, now you want to take offense. See the hypocrites. Iraq war, if you know your politics, Madeleine Albright was the Secretary of State of America. I went to Iraq and I was there. I saw people passing away in front of me. Our guide also passed away. In the hotel, we went to knock. She's not coming. We went to the bichada guide passed away. The medicine, they used to get all expired medicine. We believe we pass away on our appointed time. 500,000 children, Iraqi children, were martyred and murdered by the Americans and the British. When Bush and Blair came and waged the war based on a lie, and they said it's worth it. It's documented, you can go read it. I'm live on the radio, how can I speak these kind of things if I'm not sure? So you must remember this, my brothers. Allah gave us the best, so we must present it to the rest. وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرُدَوْنَهَا. Our palatial homes, our beautiful homes. So every day we have to posh it up. Wife said, this one is not too nice. The curtains are not too nice. The carpets. So these 8 items Allah have mentioned. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If any one of them or all of them are more beloved to you, yea, in this heart, min Allahi wa Rasulihi. Better you love them more, Allah forbid, than Almighty Allah. You love them more than Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. wa jihadin fi sabili, and striving in the path of Allah. Jihad is a heading, must remember. That's what we are doing now is jihad. Your Maulana Hafiz Huzaifa teaching in a madrasa is jihad. Our going out in Dawat Tabligh is jihad. Qital, fighting the enemy, is one of the greatest form of jihad. What the Taliban and them did. So jihad is a broad connotation in Islam. So if you do this, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِي, till Allah Azza wa Jalla unleashes, remember His punishment. So first the love for Almighty Allah. How will the love for Allah come, my brothers? When we are more and more obedient to Allah. When we make zikrullah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, wa zakirin Allah kaseera wa zakirat. This word kaseer, you won't find anywhere in the Quran Sharif. Only after the word zikrullah. Today is Jummah. See Surah Jummah, chapter number 62, verses 9 and 10. What Allah says? You came for Jummah, wazarul bay, leave your shop and your business. When Jummah salat is finished, what must you do? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Go look for your business and your halal income and everything. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Even in your shop, even in your job, remember Allah abundantly. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then you'll be successful. So love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will that love come, my brothers? That love will come when we read abundant Durood Sharif. When we, you know what is Durood Sharif? It's a Farsi Persian word. Remember in Persian, when you go to your farm, you have bumper crops and so forth. You are going to sell it for a maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that is Durood. You know philology, history of words. So when we send salawat, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how long it takes us? Few seconds, but we reap the maximum reward from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Himself sends salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So imagine Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The heart will be saturated with the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Third one, love for who? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith. Listen carefully, parents. Listen carefully, children. Hadith in Tabarani, hadith is sahih. Allimu awladakum bi thalasi khisal. You must teach your children three things, O people, O parents, O teachers. Children, our biological children. Teachers, our spiritual children. So what must we teach? Hubba nabiyyikum. Teach them the love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we have that, then remember everything else becomes secondary. We must identify with the Master alayhi salam. People look at us, they must know that this is Muslim. Then second, one day we were there in Hajj time, you understand. So, you know South Africans, when you go for Hajj and Umrah and all. So a person who never had beard also, he keeps beard, you know. So in our group, so after 2-3 weeks, this person came Safwan Safa. He cleaned everything out. So I called him, "Bhai, all these days you kept beard, what happened?" He said, "No, wife is complaining." I said, "What she's complaining?" He said, "No, the beard is poking." So I asked him, "That only the beard is poking?" So this time. Shaitaniyat, you understood? So you must remember. You in Makkah, Medina, and you come with the excuse like that. See, Shaitan was zayyana lahum shaitan wa a'malahum. Shaitan comes, he embellishes, adorns, beautifies the vices. So that's what we do. Hubba nabiyyikum, you must love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most in creation. And wa hubba ahlil bayt. We belong to the ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. We must love the family of Nabi alayhi salam, is non-negotiable. Every Nabi who came, Allah informed us, 25 messengers' names are mentioned in a noble Quran. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِنْ أَجْرِيَا إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. I ask you for no reward, no wages, no recompense. My reward is by Almighty Allah. But when it came to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was said? قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. we must love the family of the Master alayhi salatu salam. That's imperative upon us. It's non-negotiable. So the question comes, who is the family of Nabi alayhi salam? Ahl-e Bayt is mentioned 3 times in the Quran. Once you must remember when Nabi Musa alayhi salam was placed in the tabut, and then Pharaoh and his wife and all of them, they picked him up and all the story is long. He didn't want to drink the milk. So then they said, we take him back ila ahli baytin yakfulu. Back to the mother, the biological mother, she will breastfeed him. So the mother is ahlul bayt. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Hajara radiallahu anha gave birth. Hazrat Sarah didn't give birth still. She had no children. She says, no, we're going to give you. So she said that in this old age I'm going to give birth. So the Quran says, Ata'jabin, that you Ahlul Bayt, you're getting surprised. This is Allah's Qudrat, He gives you children. And for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam family, the honorable wives, be honest. Do we even read 2 rakat salat for our mother Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha? Do we ever read 2 rakat for Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha? Do we ever read 2 rakat for all the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam? To love the wives of Nabi alayhi salam is imperative. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. They are 100% part of Ahlul Bayt, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Go read the Siyaq and the Sabaq. Go read chapter 33, verses 31, 32, 33, 34. And go see. Yeah, 100% وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. They are our mothers. Remember that. So how we respect our mother, we must respect them. Show utmost reverence and love them. Love their children. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha children are who from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulsum, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Qasim, the young child, passed away, buried with Sayyida Khadija there. And if you go to the graveyard, you will see it in Makkah. And then Abdullah, who was known as Tayyib and Tahir. Then from Maria Qibtiya, Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, the beloved son of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this are Ahlul Bayt. When Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was asked, Ma aqidatu ahli sunnah wal jama'ah? What is the aqidah? What is the belief structure? He said, Antufaddila shaykhain. You must give Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar preference over everybody. Watuhibbal khatanain. You must love both the son-in-laws. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Wataral masha alal khufain. And you make masa on the leather socks synthetic. So these are the signs. So we must love Ahlul Bayt. I give you 3 incidents in the 4 or 5 minutes I have left. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering khutbah. And then Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Their nikah took place in Ramadan, in the 2nd year of the Hijrah. Today you tell people, my daughter's son is getting married, you'll see this ship. They were tipsy, you know. How can he get his daughter married in Ramadan? This is what Nabi said, the precedent was set already. 3rd year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. 4th year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam make parda and leave this world in 11th year. Hence they 8 and 7 years old respectively. So very young. They walking, wa alayhima ahmaran yamshayan. They had red color clothing on. They fell down and stumbled. Nana, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is observing. The Master alayhi salam stops the khutbah, goes and picks them up. The beloved nawasa, the beloved sibtu rasulillah. And kisses them and says, Sadaqallah. Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren, they're a trial and a test for you. I am Nabi of Allah. I saw my beloved grandchildren falling. I even stopped the khutbah to go and pick them up. This hadith you open, you will find in Musnad Ahmad, many places. 2nd one. Habibuna Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pick up Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu and kiss them and embrace them and say, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma wa ahibba may yuhibbuhuma. Ya Allah, I love them, you love them, and love the one who loves them. Imagine. It's non-negotiable, my brothers. We must love. For what we travel to Iran and Iraq and all these places. I went to Karbala. I went to Maidan at Tufuf to go and see what happened there and so forth. So that we learn lessons and we are inspired by that. Remember that. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he left Makkah, and he left on the 60th year of the Hijrah, it was 8th of Zulhijjah, Yom Tarwiyah, Sahaba came, and they told him, they begged him, don't go, because those people of Iraq and Kufa, they will be traitors and treacherous. See what they did to your father, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu. See what they did to your brother, Sayyidina Hassan. He said, no, I saw a dream. I made istikhara. You know who was there? Abdullah bin Zubair, Abdullah bin Abbas, Abdullah bin Umar, and his own brother, Muhammad bin Hanafiya. All of them sahaba, radiallahu anhu. But subhanallah, that, he said, no, I'm going. The question you have to ask, why did Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu, go to Karbala? Remember, there was that fear always, that the system which Islam left after Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anh, he became Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen for 6 months. So you must remember, thereafter, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Hassan is on a mimbar, Nabi alayhi salam said, Inna ibni hadha sayyidun. That this grandson of mine is a leader. La'allallaha. A yusliha bihi bayna fiyataini min al-muslimin. He resigned and handed over power to Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Do you know who's Amir-e-Muawiyah? Sometimes people talk some funny things. Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ruled this ummah from the year 41 to 60. One khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen, one ruler for the entire ummah. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, all the sahaba put their hand in his hand. So we need to be clear on that issue. In Bukhari Sharif, it's mentioned, open Kitabul Jihad, Qitali Rum, you will find there, that awwalu jayshin min ummati yaghzun al-bahra faqad awjabu. The first army to go out in the path of Almighty Allah, the naval vessel, for fighting against the enemy, for them Jannat is assured, inshallah. Who has this distinction? No one else but Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So go open Bukhari, you will find it there. So yes, after him Yazid came because he designated Yazid, and then you know what happened and so forth. So the fear was there that maybe our Islamic political system will change into a monarchy system. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda said, no, I cannot allow. I'd rather give my life, remember that, but the system must remain the same. So understand the mission and the message of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So my brothers, when we speak of Ahlul Bayt, it refers to the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, the honorable children of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grandchildren of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we conclude, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik وَحُبَّ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَحُبَّ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ya Allah, grant us your love and grant us the love of Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم, the love of the family and household of Nabi عليه السلام, and the love of all the companions and Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. We say Jazakallah khair to the Imam trustees, all of you. Inshallah, it's time for sunnahs now, no? And thereafter, inshallah, Qari Naeem is here. He will render the khutbah and salat, inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh. Jazakallahu khairan.